Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Track and Field.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Track and Field. The Tigers competed this past weekend at Clemson. Auburn back on the road this weekend at Vanderbilt. Joined now by Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell. Coach, when we talked last week, you really didn't know what to expect out of that first road trip of the season for indoor track and field. So give us an idea of how your team performed for us.
Well, I thought we competed quite well, especially day one. I was really pleased with our young people. We started off the day with, I believe, three wins on Friday in Faber-Ash and Myra Sharp and Jeremy Zammit, three of whom who just arrived on campus. As a matter of fact, Jeremy Zammit, I don't think he'd been on campus maybe a week. I think he arrived a week ago and pulled out his first college win, which is huge. I remember back my freshman year to get that first win, usually signals that there are going to be quite a few more in your future. So I was really excited about that. We got a couple of second place finishes as well. And we ended the day with quite a bit of momentum. And honestly, I thought that the second day would go even better, given the fact that we were bringing back some older kids and more mature kids. And I couldn't have been more wrong. You know, we no-hide in the pole vault and underperformed in the high jump. And really, Mora saved the day, really, with the at the time, a national leader in the shot put. So, I told the team, we got to learn how to be finishers. Because champions finish till the end, I expect a lot more from our seniors. That's something that we're going to address this week, as a team. And when I say more, I mean more in performance and more in attitude. We got a little cultural things that we need to adjust, and we're going to be a much better team, and we're going to represent this department, this program, this department, and this university, at a really high level, and we need our seniors to be a big part of that.
How important or how tough is it for someone to get on campus and then literally just days later go on the road and perform as well as some of these youngsters did?
Well, apparently it wasn't as difficult as I thought it would be. I think it is a challenge, but I also think it really speaks to the belief in the program and the training plan, the coaching staff, and our vision for what we want to be with some of the younger athletes. They are here because they have a strong feeling that this program is going to be something that they want to be a part of and that they want to represent. And that goes a long way. And so it's a lot like those stories that you'll hear about a mom, lifting up a car to, save their kid. These kids, some of the younger kids, they are really bought in and sold on what the future of Auburn track and field. Whereas some of the returners are still, living in the past of what Auburn track and field had been. So we got some work to do. And I told them, I was pretty emphatic. And I said, look, if you're sitting on the fence, either you need to get off on the side that we're on, right, or get off on the side that where the rest of the world is. And if you don't want to do that, then, I got a good push, So we got some work to do. We're going to get it done. I believe in the staff, and I believe in our plan. I believe in the support that we have, and the resource that we have. We can do a lot here. We just have to get everybody on the same page.
All right. Back on the road this week, Coach, running at the Vanderbilt Invite in Nashville. I understand this is a flat track. Yes. It's not a banked track. For someone like you that you know what it's like in the indoor season to run on a flat track or a run on the bank. Just talk about the adjustment that your runners will have to make this week.
Well, it's a flat track, but it's also a 300-meter track, which is three-quarters of what a normal outdoor track would be. So it's not that much different than running outdoors. Obviously, you have to run what's the equivalent of a full lap outdoors is a lap and maybe I guess it would be a quarter maybe a third, I guess you'd say, of what you would normally do around their particular track. But, you know, it certainly will give athletes an opportunity, especially the distance of athletes, a bit more of a opportunity to perform at a high level. We're actually going to pare the squad down a little bit. You know, we know we have a long season, so some of the younger kids will not compete. We have a few more athletes who arrived at mid-year who were not quite ready for one reason or another, be it physically, academically, or administratively, not quite ready to compete. So we're hoping to get them ready and get them started next week. So it's going to be a little bit of a different travel group, and you might not see us represented at all the events that we're capable of doing. But I think the layout of the track is not necessarily the issue. It's just who's going more so than anything. And our big aim moving forward, obviously, is this week. It's important. The next time we're really going to bring the team together to get a look at where we think we'll fit as far as the conference is concerned, will be at Texas Tech.
Yeah, that comes up in a couple of weeks. Coach, wish you all the best. Safe travels this week. War Eagle.
Great. Thank you. War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell on this week in Auburn Track and Field.